morning we're continuing Chayyarim Chalvam and Gimel, Simon Gimel. So Chayyarim deals with the question of if Nimshachat Tfilas Mincha Ad Alayla, Lo Yirmer Tachanun, if Mincha ended up continuing all the way into nighttime, so you cannot take Tachanun, because that Chatzos Tigbaris Hadinim. So we mentioned this idea before, the first half of the night is a time where the midah of Din and Shemayim is being strengthened, and saying Tachanun would endanger oneself during that period of time, because a person is calling himself to Din. So at a time of Rachamim, that causes Rachamim, at a time of Din, that causes Din. So it's not safe to say Tachanun Belayla. Therefore, the halacha is you would skip Tachanun. But in the morning, for example, during Slichas, we're able to say Tachanun because it is already going towards the morning. There is the increasing of the midah of Rachamim. Okay, so if the situation would be that Mincha would continue until the nighttime, so you should not say Tachanun. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Rambam says in a situation during Aseres Metshuva, if by skipping Avinu Malkeinu you will be able to say Tachanun before the night time, you should do so instead of waiting, saying Avinu Malkeinu and then pushing Mincha off. Pushing Tachanun off until until it's nighttime. The Mishnah Berurah does say that even if the Nimshach into the Laila, you could say. So, just to explain over here the points. Chayyarim goes with the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that you can now Mincha all the way until when it's close to Laila. Benish Moshe is close to Laila. Mishnah Berurah passes already that after Shkia, a person should not have a Mincha. So there's two ways to calculate. We mentioned this before. The two ways to calculate the nighttime. Does it go until Seitz HaKogavim is considered already Yom, or close to it at least? Already from Shkia, we have to be concerned that it's no longer Yom. Mishnah Berurah is going with the opinion of the Gra that already after Sun Shkia comes, it's you should be makar and consider possibly Laila. So a person should make sure that he finishes Mincha before Shkia. He says in that situation where the Mincha will continue after Shkia, so during that period of short period of time afterwards, if a person says Tachanun, it's not really Laila to have a concern about the Tikbar Sadinim. Whereas the Chayyadim is understanding we're talking about going well after Shkia, till it's close to very dark. Still not in the Mincha at that point in time. And now it's continuing till it's Mamash Laila. It's already says to Kechavim. So in that situation, a person should not say Tachanun. So according to Mr. Berurah, this is the way we daven Mincha before Shkia. And it would end up that Mincha continuing after Shkia a little bit, even with Avinu Malkeinu. A person would say Avinu Malkeinu and then say Tachanun. It's still considered a good possibility to be considered Yom in regards to this issue, and you can say Tachanun during that period of time. Okay. V'chein tzarech lizor shalal lahamshich mincha ad alayla shoz ein armim tizkabel kim in shu yom acher. Aven ha-shmoshel armim Tachanun. So, similarly, the halacha is that if mincha will continue until Laila, so you cannot say Tizgabel after Chazar Sashat, because it's the Kabbalah of the Tefillah of the previous day, and it's no longer the previous day. So you lose Tizgabel. You can say the Kaddish. The Kaddish is to be said at after any time you're quoting Psukim and learn it, etc. So that you can still say. But in regards to Tizgabel, you couldn't say. But once it's Laila, but banish Moshes, we don't have to be worried about that possibility. And the Chayyarim himself says that when you're dealing with banish Moshes, You could still say Takanun. It's only when it's Varei Laila. According to Mishabura, we're not dealing with the time of Ben Ishmash that we're dealing with. It's the earlier time, and that's not such a concern. So the possibility of saying your Ben Ishmash is after Shkia, not saying this Gabel, is not going to be an issue. Now, we need to clarify, according to Mishabura, how long can you be Mekel to Da Mincha after Shkia? And the Mishabura holds it strongly that a person should be Machra on this issue, not to daven after Shkia. But he also agrees that there is a little bit of time that a person can be Mekel. And how much that is, we need to clarify. Meshem will do that in the coming share. Meanwhile, have a good day.